Your official station to talk Jets. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Junkies lose.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
Yeah! Happy Halloween, happy summertime vibes, humidity, and high temperatures on the last day of October. Keith McPherson on The Fan, another 5 hour KM to AM. I got my voice back some. I got my swag back, of course. I mean, I never really lost it. I don't play for the Yankees. 888-808-1019. I'm going to try and help somebody tonight. I'm going to try and entertain somebody tonight. Maybe educate somebody. Maybe make somebody listen to the radio and say, yeah, that's right. We're okay. It's over. The relief that I felt after winning one game in the World Series is different than the relief that I felt today. I hope you were able to enjoy the weather today, enjoy your life today, think about other things today, and realize it's over. It's over. World Series over, Yankees season over, baseball over for 2024. They were not beating the Dodgers. Let me go back. All right, I just heard Loogie say that that's the worst loss in Yankees World Series history. No, it's not. No, it's not. The Yankees were facing elimination. They just didn't play like it, right? They got comfortable. For me, the worst loss is 2001. So you were outs away. You thought you had that wrapped up. Thought you were pretty much, you know, fitting your rings. And I think last night they were getting ready to get on a flight. They were already one foot in the air. 888-808-1019. I went to the game last night. Shout out to you if you were able to go. I'm going to keep saying this. The World Series came back, but we never left. Shout out to Jeezy from the Bleacher Creatures that made us those shirts that say World Series 2024, we never left. The Yankee fans never left and the world got to see us. Shout out to Joey and George and Spiro and everybody at Billy's, man. Thank you guys for believing in me when I said, hey, let's open this up for the ALCS. And there might have been 100 fans in there for the first one. And then the world got to see us pack that place. Now you couldn't get into Billy's during the whole World Series. I never saw that many people up there on 161st and River Ave. So Yankee fans, pick yourself up today. You were ready. The Yankees were not. The Yankees organization was not. We showed up. Now, when I talk about the Yankees organization, right, they let us down. They let us down because we're at these games. These games sold out, man. People put up thousands of dollars for these games. I know myself, I spent a couple hundred just in merch. Now that merch is like, you don't even want to look at it. Bad memories, bad taste in your mouth. And boy, did they set us up one last time to let us down. I'm not going to yell tonight. There's nothing to yell about. I hear a lot of yelling. I hear a lot of arguing and complaining and fighting. It's over. So if you hear me yell, it's me being passionate. If you hear me yell, it's because I love this. This is my life. If I wasn't on WFAN, I'd still be on the same thing. But I'm blessed that, like, being a Yankee fan, being in this Yankees universe, going to the stadium, creating content, doing podcasts, doing all these different things, from being in the MLB fan cave to being on MLB Network. And shout out to MLB holding me down, man. 10 years I've been connected to Rob Manfred's Major League Baseball. I remember meeting Rob in the fan cave when he was shadowing Bud Selig. You know, shout out to my boy Dave. Like, there's so many people. Dan, Brad. I could run through so many names of people at MLB. Mr. S. Like, shout out to the people at MLB that look out for me. Hey, you good? You got a ticket? Hey, you good? Because this has been going on for years with the postseason. And in the World Series, it came through. I'm in the suite with Adam Sandler. I'm in the suite with Jimmy Rollins and Adam Jones and it's the World Series. Everybody was out there. The stars were out. And, man, we had a comedy of errors throughout this entire World Series. From game one, two, three, it's just so many things that went wrong. You know, there's a phrase like, you know, you can beat talent when talent doesn't work hard, or hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. Well, like, you know, talent beats talent when the other talent doesn't make right decisions and makes mistakes and doesn't make plays. Like, the Yankees were right there with the Dodgers, but ultimately they weren't going to beat the Dodgers because they were outmanaged, outmaneuvered, outplayed. 888-808-1019. I mean, maybe don't get swept by the Reds. Don't lose both of your home your series in the last homestand. I don't know. You can go through a bunch of different series this year where the Yankees pissed away games. Maybe you'd have home field advantage. Maybe that would have changed your fate a little bit. But, like, we're going to go back to things I said all season. Right? The math ain't mathing. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Oh, he wants to be cool, Dad. Piss on my head, tell me it's raining. Don't get players off the scrap heap, bargain bin, clearance rack. You can't take shortcuts. Run through the tape. How many times have I told you guys I'm tired? I get on the mic, I'm tired. It's late at night. I've done nighttime shows. I'm driving, I'm on the train, whatever. But I come through and I bring it. I run through the tape. The Yankees didn't run through the tape. They got to the Fall Classic for the first time in 15 years, and it was like, we did it. We won the pennant. And they were not prepared. And they were exposed. 888-808-1019. You will think about this as a Yankees fan forever. Baseball fans will think about it forever. There were so many mistakes. And, like, I'm not on, oh, pitching Nestor Cortez. Like, I'm still thinking about Gleyber Torres not catching that ball coming in from Soto. I'm still thinking about Soto's defense in right field. And we'll talk about Juan Soto tonight. I mean, somebody's going to call and talk about the future of Juan Soto and what he had to say last night. Maybe we'll play some cuts from it. I'm not so worried about it, but I'll give you my opinion on it. The Yankees were not ready. They were not prepared. It wasn't like the Dodgers dominated them, but they weren't going to beat the Dodgers. The Dodgers have rings, some of those guys. The Dodgers have MVPs, some of those guys. And you know what? They have players that get it done. So when I talk about running through the tape, finishing the job, when I was on last night, I said, let that be a lesson to you. Don't get comfortable. Never settle. Don't be satisfied. Don't think you have arrived. Those guys came out of the gate last night, and I'm telling you, the energy in Yankee Stadium was, it was euphoric. It was like a spell was cast on us. The high fives, the hugs, the popcorn, the beer in the air, the jumping up, the euphoria of, hold on, this actually might be happening. We actually might make history, be the first team to come from 3-0 and force a game six tonight. Like, they've got it. The momentum has swung, right? Judge, homer, Jazz, back-to-back in a belly-to-belly. And, man, let me take a moment to say, John Sterling, you are the GOAT, one of one. Thank you for coming back. I'm sorry that it had to end like that. I am so sorry that that's how it had to end. Susan, I love you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. There's nothing we can do about it. They did that. They folded. Because you know what? They got cute. They got comfortable again. 888-808-1019. Five runs is not enough. And I'm in there last night. People talking about, yo, you're going to go to LA? Chill. Chill. The game is not over. I'm seeing all these signs. It ain't over until it's over. The Yogiism. They're talking about the series. How about just the game? How about just the game? And I'm blessed. Shout out to Tick Pick and Kyle Zorn, right? MLB hooked me up with tickets to the World Series. I was able to give away tickets and then upgrade. I'm in Legends, celebrities and players. I'm Paul O'Neill, Raul Ibanez. And, you know, I get to be in Legends and I'm taking pictures with people. It's a great vibe. It's good energy. But I'll never forget where I was for that fifth inning. I'm making my rounds. I go to see Volpe's parents. Appreciate you guys. I see Soto's parents over there. I go to the friends and family section. It's a party over there. You know, I go to the 300 level to see Serena and Joe from LA who made the trip, my MLB people. And, man, I go to section 133, row 6, seat 14 and 15 with my wife and sit down and watch the fifth inning. And I had a front row view, and I knew. I said last night, maybe on my Instagram, because my show last night was like 9 minutes. I said I felt like, you know when you get hurt, when you break a bone? Like, I've broken my foot, I've broken bones. Like, when you break a bone in that initial shock of like something's not right, something comes over your body, almost like a chill, almost like a weird sensation of like, oh no. Like, that's how I felt when Judge dropped that ball. That's how I felt when Judge came in on that ball. I didn't know if he didn't know which way he wanted his glove. It didn't matter. The ball hit his glove. He's got to make that play. If in the fourth inning you can run back, you know, make that play and rob Freddie Freeman off the wall. Judgy. I don't know, man. The lights got too bright. They got too comfortable. It got too big. That fifth inning, I'll never go to that section again. I only sat there for the fifth inning. I was spooked. Nightmare before Halloween. I talk about a spell coming over the fans in the first couple innings, chasing Flaherty off the mound, Cole no hitting them. It all changed in that fifth inning. How about the Dodgers? You give them an inch, they're going to take a mile. Those are stone cold killers over there. Freddie Freeman, you knew he was winning MVP. You knew he was going to do it to you. And you know what? You did it to yourselves. And that's what hurts the most as fans. Not that you lost, how you lost. 888-808-1019. Not that you lost, because you were going to lose to the Dodgers. I didn't think you were coming back. Monday, I was on here basically for a few minutes like, yo, I'm so embarrassed. This sucks. I can't believe this. This is how they showed up. They didn't show up. They go down 3-0. They didn't, whatever. But it's not so much that you lost. It's how you lost, because you did it to yourself. You had a loaded gun with Giancarlo Stanton, 7 postseason homers going crazy. A loaded gun with the generational Juan Soto, who you may not see again. A loaded gun with Gerrit Cole, who you didn't use correctly in the series. What we thought could have been a loaded gun with Aaron Judge, but Aaron Judge, man, this is a permanent stain on you, on the Yankees, on our history, on your legacy, on the World Series. You had a loaded gun, and instead of pointing it at your enemy, you shot yourself, Cheddar Bob. You shot yourself, Plaxico. They did it to themselves, self-inflicted wounds. They could not make a play. I had a direct view of Judge. I had a direct view of the fielder's choice. Volpe and Jazz getting caught up and Kike just making it tough and the ball gets spiked instead of thrown in the air at Jazz playing out of position at third. I know it doesn't matter, but it does matter because the Yankees love to play guys out of position. Some can make an argument, Judge is not a center fielder. Oh, he hadn't made an error all year. You can still say that's not his true position. Juan Soto as well in this series, playing in right field. There were some plays that could have gone better, whatever. It's in hindsight now. But all of these things come to light when the lights are brightest, when you're playing the highest level of competition, and that was a little league inning. I could not believe. I was stunned. I couldn't get out of there fast enough. Judge drops the pop-up, and fans are chanting, MVP, MVP, to pick him up. Gerrit Cole goes on to strike out some guys. They're chanting, Gerrit Cole, Gerrit Cole. The fans are not realizing. I am head in hand. I am sinking into my seat. Because I knew what was happening. You gave the Dodgers a little bit of life, and here they are. They knew that they could win tonight and take the trophy home. They knew that they could win tonight and troll the hell out of the Yankees in the Yankee universe with Frank Sinatra playing as the soundtrack to their victory. If there's anything I can do to stop y'all from playing Frank Sinatra when we lose, let me know, please. I know some of the Yankees and the Yankee organization is listening to my voice right now. We got to cut it. When the Cubs win, they play Go Cubs Go. They fly the W. When they lose, silence. Dead air. Goodbye, everyone. Leave. And I know Yankee Stadium is a tourist attraction, but I've been in there far too many times where now we've seen the Astros celebrate the ALCS winning a pennant on our field. Start spreading the news. Now you got these Dodgers fans trolling us. New York, New York, laughing at us, right? I don't expect there to be changes to the leadership. You know Cashman's not going anywhere. You know Boone is not going anywhere. And I was telling you guys that all year. Yeah, they bounced back from 82 and 80. They were hell-bent on being a champion, and they were good enough being AL champions. 888-808-1019. I don't expect you to make changes with the leadership. If you can make one change, stop playing Frank Sinatra after a loss. Let it be dead air. Let it be dead air. I remember Appalachian State went to play Texas A&M, you know, a small football school versus a big football school, and they paid them like $1 million to come out there. And as soon as that game went final, they cut the scoreboard off. Dead, everybody get out. Everybody leave. We're not singing, and we're not giving you an opportunity to troll us as Bruce Dark Gratterall is picking up dirt off our field and handing it to fans as a keepsake. Are you crazy? So yeah, we'll talk about it tonight, man. And I know the biggest play in that inning, right? Not Judge for a lot of you, but for me, it was Judge in the ball. That started it. That opened the floodgates, right? Judge got to be better. But the biggest play for all you guys is going to be Cole not covering for, and I said it, people in my section in 133, they didn't, what happened? I said he didn't cover first, but from that vantage point, I couldn't see. Then when I got the video, I'm like, I don't know if he's beating Mookie to the bag. Rizzo, the way he fielded the ball and didn't charge the ball and didn't run towards first base, because, you know, Rizzo just wants to get a nice little casual flip. It just set us up. And you know what? People are going to talk about fundamentals. People are going to talk about coaching. People are going to talk about readiness. People are going to talk about culture tonight. And they're right. They're true. None of us are surprised by this. None of us are surprised that you pissed down your leg and pissed away an opportunity to force a game six, at least make that history, and go back to LA and continue this series with the world watching. It's not that you lost. It's how you lost this World Series. 888-808-1019. This is forever, folks. This is forever. So the status quo, laissez-faire, everything's going to be all right. We got it. After the first game, when Boone blew it and they knew it, he talks to the media. Yeah, we had a conversation about it in the clubhouse. We got it. Well, do you? This bullpen? No, you know, we got Tommy Canley. Yeah, we don't need to upgrade at the deadline. We got changeups at home. We got a guy who's just going to throw changeups. Like, what? I am spooked in there watching this. Just go to Luke. And this is your last game. Go to anybody else. It is terrifying how in the moment they just got caught in the headlights, how they set us up to let us down, how they had that. They had the ballpark rocking. They had the world looking like the Yankees are awake. This is going to be a series now. The pressure is going to shift. And you know what? They got comfortable. They didn't finish the job, and they got. This whole series, they got cute, and they got. You're not good enough to do that. You might have been good enough to do that with the Guardians who gave you the game. You might be good enough to do that against a young Royals team with a couple veterans and guys here and there that barely got there. Like, no. When you're playing the best of the best, congrats to the Dodgers. They're going to have an actual parade since they didn't in 2020. And MLB gets what they wanted. They wanted so badly to see Shohei Ohtani win the World Series after winning the World Baseball Classic. They understand the global influence. They understand the eyes, the World Series. They got it. They got it. And now we got to figure out what's next. What do the Yankees do? I don't expect anything to change. I think they're going to pat themselves on the back. We got to the World Series. We got beat by a better team. I don't think that they're going to audit themselves like they were going to do last year. I don't think they're going to look in the mirror and be accountable. So we can hold them accountable tonight. We can talk Juan Soto and his future. I mean, at this point, I don't care. At this point, paying $700 million to a guy is not going to fix all the flaws and all the issues that you just saw through this World Series. Obviously, you're going to start there. Obviously, he's just coming off a season playing in your ballpark, in your lineup, in front of your fans. You're going to be in the running for him, but you know they're going to have a line, just like they had a line for Yamamoto. And Yamamoto has the championship ring with the Dodgers now. Like, just so, you know, there's just so many things. The deadline, they didn't want Flaherty. I mean, Flaherty helped the Dodgers get to where the Dodgers had to, they did it throwing a bullpen game. They didn't even have starters. Like, we spent money on Carlos Rodon. There's so many mistakes. Judge's contract should be a lot smaller. He's homegrown. You fumbled your own guy. It's just, I don't know. Like, DJ LeMahieu, you're paying DJ LeMahieu. He's not on the roster. Josh Donaldson got paid this year. He's not on the roster. The years of errors, right? You choosing to not go after a Freddie Freeman and trading for Rizzo and just re-signing Rizzo, who was a little bit over the hill. And Freddie Freeman is available. Matt Olson is available. And you don't get in on those guys. Like, it comes to bite you later on. The thing flying around about the Yankees is how they hadn't had a home run since first base, since DJ hit one in the summer, in like August or something, against the Phillies. All this stuff is coming out. All this stuff is coming out. It looks bad for Garrett Cole, our ace, $36 million man, didn't cover the bag, pitched well, but like, no earned runs. That was a terrible inning that we'll never live down. So we'll talk through that tonight. And then as we get through the show, we'll get over it. We'll bury it. We'll move on. We have to. There's nothing else we can do. There's no more games. There is no Yankees in eight. There is nothing else. You got to get over it. You got to find joy in other things. Watch football tonight. Watch the Jets. Well, if you're a Jets fan, maybe not. I don't know. Watch some hockey. Watch some basketball. Watch some kids go door to door in costumes. Watch some grown men and women walk around in costumes on Halloween, on a warm night. You know, we'll talk through it, and I'll help you get through it. I'll be your Yankees therapist tonight. But it's over, man. It's over. Shout out to the Yankee fans that showed up and spent money and packed that ballpark and outside the ballpark for the world to see. Right? Like, they don't have that in Arizona. They don't have that in Arlington. You know, shout out to the Yankee fans that bought merch and believed. And even after the Yankees went down, 03, I had someone say to me, you quit. I didn't quit. I'm just not dumb. It's never been done before, and now it hasn't been done again. Game six has never been forced, and it didn't get forced. And they had it, and they pissed down their legs because they're an unserious group. I said it all year. I said it all year, and people, oh, Keith, the regular season is not the postseason. Yes, it is. It's the same guys. Lock in. Send Matt Blake out there to stop the bleeding. Somebody, like, just call a timeout, break. Say, hey, guys, come on, lock in. One to get, two to get. Instead, you get got. So, yeah, that's it, man. And that was going to sting for a long time. I'm glad my son is only 1.5. He's not going to know anything about it. I'm so sorry to the kids that went to sleep 5-0 thinking, yeah, we got baseball coming up this weekend. The Yankees fought back and woke up and probably cried their way to school in their Halloween costumes. It's tough. Deal with it. But the Yankees got to deal with it. None of it changes until they change. None of it changes until their philosophy changes, until they're accountable. You will wear it as a fan. You will be trolled as a fan. You will be mocked and made fun of as a fan because you love this team. And you know what? Like, when you love somebody and they're not doing what they need to do, you tell them. When you love somebody and you're disappointed in them, you tell them. So tonight we'll tell them. They'll hear it. And we'll see what they do this offseason to change it. Accountability. Something has to change. It can't just be this, yeah, we'll fix it. Yeah, we know. Yeah, we're all good. Yeah, we got each other. We're tight in this clubhouse. Well, you're not tight in the field.